This week on The God Pod.
I think there needs to be, like, broadsword fighting to the death. That would be interesting. Or what if, like, jousting? They brought jousting back. Remember jousting? Yes. Just sword fights, more fist fights, open fist, karate. They're not even letting them bone. I think there should be a gold medal for boning.
Okay, that'd be pretty fun to watch.
I think I have a way better beard, and I think Wolf Blitzer.
Of all the people to be on CNN, I don't think the one to aim for is Wolf Blitzer. That's all
I don't
I'm
like
gonna
any
say.
Of them either, is the funny thing. Like, Wolf Blitzer, like, get a feeling, man. Who else don't I like? Who's that guy? Cuomo?
Okay, now you're pandering to the Republicans, man.
No, I really
we
don't
get
like
it. We get it. It's a cowboy hat in space. He gets to live out his little childhood boy fantasy.
He's a little boy.
And then he lands and they say, "Do you want to say anything?" And he says, "I just want to thank everybody for paying for this."
Yes!
Meanwhile, literally, there's like huge protests at Amazon and huge civil unrest about him not being taxed at all. And no. That's what he says genuinely.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. I'm here today with my pal, Satan. What's up, Satan? Okay, all right.
I'm the only one. I can take as long as I want. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hey, Satan. Yeah, it's fun to hang out with, you know, just one person at a time sometimes. Mm-hmm. This God Pod is such an orgy at all times.
I know. We really get to know each other now. You know, like, really connecting. We've got some beef. We've got some longstanding bribes. So let's, let's get into it.
Yeah. It's been a long time since just me and you hung out. It's mm-hmm. just been.
When was the last time?
I think back when we were messing with Job.
Yes, I remember that cat.
We used to party.
Yeah, just get fucked up.
I would just like text you, you know, how we did back then with pigeons and such, and mm-hmm. angels, just, you know, send angels to talk.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Satan, you want to smoke a bowl? And then you would just like send an angel back. It would just be like, K.
Yeah. And very short. I'm not very good at texting still.
Just very abrupt, but it was hilarious.
I like phone calls. I'm a phone call guy.
Yeah, you're a FaceTime kind of Satan. So good times. And then we made a bet on Job, famously, for one space dollar. And that made it into the book.
I still can't believe that made it into the book.
So anyway, let's say hi to the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listener. Hello, human. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the God Pod. I love you. You are definitely going to heaven now. And yes, if you listen to the God Pod, God is going to tell you that he loves you. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's okay. Maybe you don't love me. Maybe you hate God. But give me a chance. Hear me out. Because like Marlena said the other day, I'm just like so chill.
Suspiciously too chill. With everything that's going on.
Okay, all right. I'm not chill with that stuff, but you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
With my friends.
If you listen long enough, you can tell he's not very chill about that stuff.
Yeah. Save that for the end, you know. But I'm chill with my friends.
God's a guy who just loves his friends. I would say.
God Pod, we're doing great. Satan, we're doing great. Episodes are getting 20,000 plus downloads now. Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many of those are you sending your angels to just download them?
Almost none. You would think that having a big social media presence would matter with podcasts, but it doesn't, because why? The people on social media are there for social media.
Wow.
Think about it. You're on Twitter, you're scrolling with your thumb, you're out and about, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook. You're not like, I'm going to drop everything and listen to an hour-long podcast now. And I'm not someone that listens to podcasts, but I'm going to do it.
Mm.
That's not how it works. Okay. Either you're somebody that listens to podcasts or you're not. And I am not somebody that listens to podcasts.
That's hilarious.
Are you, Satan?
I listen to a podcast. Yeah, I've got a lot
you
of
got,
podcasts.
You got a few. So, yeah, okay.
Should I shout them out? Should I give other podcasts?
No. No time. Maybe later. So okay. Anyway, we still have
work. What countries are we featured in?
We're all over the world.
Wow.
We are on the charts.
Satan's
all over the world.
Passing all over the world.
Yeah, you may want to, you know, Satan it up a bit. Put on some makeup. Really give us that good Satan voice.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
This is the big times, Cupcake. All right. So anyway, we're doing great. That said, we could always be doing better. Way better. The distance between 20,000 downloads per episode and 500,000, it's a big distance. There's a lot of competition at the top. So anyway.
I would say it's about 4,800 difference.
For
480,000 difference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so help us get there. Give us 5 stars. Please follow the God Pod on your podcasting app. Don't forget. It costs you nothing and it really helps us out. Or you could write us a review. And we'll read your review on air, as we're going to do today. This is a free episode of the God Pod. So, you know, have I mentioned that it's free? It's free. But we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/thegodpod. You can unlock all our exclusive episodes,
it's
tons
so
of
cool.
content.
Everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we say what we really think. Also at patreon.com/thegodpod, you can join our Discord server and connect with all your fellow Godpod fans. And they're really nice. Finally, new idea, Satan. We're going to start holding monthly parties.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what? Do I have your attention now? Exclusive content, homework, fuck that. But a party. Now, this is exciting. That's right. On Friday nights, for maybe 2 to 3 hours, all of our patrons will be able to attend a live taping of the God Pod. And we'll play games, and people will all be on the show. It'll all become an episode, and we'll hang out. And maybe, you know, people can take shots if they want to. I'll probably smoke a bowl or two. It'll be fun. So we're going to work on getting that going.
Oh, sounds right up my alley.
Right.
I will be in the corner talking high neo-capitalist structure. That's what I do at parties these days.
Yeah, yeah. You drink White Claws.
I will bring my best fedora, and I will show up talking only philosophy books that I've recently read.
Do you drink White Claw?
White Claw? No. I'm a single malt whiskey kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Are you wearing corduroy?
Mm-hmm. Corduroy. Maybe I'll throw on a nice little cummerbund.
No, wow. Fancy.
Yeah. Put a feather in my hat.
Satan is fancy schmancy. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So that'll be fun. Get on the show, drink wine with Jesus, smoke a joint with God, smang Satan. You never know. Friday night God parties, fam. It's going to be fun. Sign up today at patreon.com/thegodpod. All right, let's read our reviews. Bunch of new listeners joining us. And let's read what some of the reviews say. Why don't you take it away, Satan?
Mike on CastBox says, he, ha, ha, ho, ho, Donald Trump. Pregnant pause. How infantile and unfunny. I couldn't get any farther. Pregnant pause. Bye forever, fellas. Shocked face.
No, I love this. How infantile and unfunny? Question mark?
Yeah.
Explanation point? And unfunny? So I wonder who Mike voted for.
Well, this is what I'm confused about. Is what does this mean? Hee hee ha ha ho ho Donald
okay,
Trump.
So,
how infantile and unfunny, I couldn't get any farther.
Okay, I'll explain what it means.
Yeah. Okay.
So we recently ran some of our best hits. There was the God Takes a Paternity Test episode. There was and then I also replayed the one where I laugh at televangelists, which took place right after basically it was totally official that Biden had defeated Trump. And we had this Shmo Yoho song.
Yes.
They did the theme song for Kimmy Schmidt. And they had a song where it was like taking all these televangelists crying and turning into a song. Mm-hmm. And it goes, hey, hey, ha, ha, ho, ho, hee, hee. And then, and that's kind of how the song goes and, or starts. So basically, as soon as Mike realized we were mocking his Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, he was like, I can't stand this anymore. Which, honestly, it's for the best, because if that's how you feel, this is probably not for you. Right, Satan?
I mean, that's the crazy thing for me is what does I couldn't get any farther.
That's how the show began. That's how the show began. So as soon as they heard, as soon as he heard that Donald Trump was being mocked, he was like, I can't get any farther than that.
Oh, any farther in the episode.
Right.
I guess I just, if you're going to burn the show, just do it in a very more clear and concise way, because I can't understand it unless it's very, very, I'm not going to be hurt by you unless it's very, very clear. Okay?
Bye forever, fellas. Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. No, please come back. Let's read the next one. Snowsayer says he's trying too hard to win the liberal audience and it killed it for me. What is that face? What emoji is that?
That's like, bummer.
Bummer. Oh, yeah. I'm not trying hard at all. I think everyone on the show can attest to that.
Honestly. And especially the liberal audience. If anything, God has the right-wing audience in his pocket.
Right. Here's the thing. The right wing is, like, shocked when I hold liberal views.
And it's crazy for them to think that we try hard at anything on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the results of the world? If there's one thing that's clear, I'm not trying that hard. Bro, I slept in until like 11 today, which is a usual thing, you know. Sunday morning is every day, for all I care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. And on the first through sixth day, he also rested.
Yeah, a little Nirvana reference there for you. So anyway, I'm not trying too hard to win the liberal audience, and it killed for me. I am trying too hard to turn away the right-wing audience. You got me there. He was upset that I wasn't the God from the Old Testament that he's used to. He's like, what the hell? My God hates gay people. What are you doing being, you know, loving them?
Well, I've got one thing to say to you, Snowsayer. Come over to my podcast that I'm starting tomorrow. It's called Satan is Right Wing, and you're going to love it, my guy. You're going to love it. Don't tell God.
Holy shit, tomorrow? I just spat water everywhere. I didn't get a good, like, water spit take sound because it was...
Wait, how about this? I'll make it for you.
It was an authentic one. Yeah.
All right, the next one. Detroit Forever, 313.
Forever.
Duh. Okay, as if we needed yet another liberal talking head podcast. This guy is just cringe with his liberal talking points that is overused. Funny thing about it is that he actually thinks he's funny saying the same thing that you can see on CNN and N every day. Late night talking show host.
Oh, you hurt his feelings.
Sorry, Detroit.
Fuck your feelings, crowd. Fuck your feelings, snowflake crowd is upset.
Well, I like this. You know, if I'm sounding cringe to this guy, then I think I've won.
Yeah, and again,
Detroit Forever, come over to the podcast that I'm starting tomorrow.
Judge me by my enemies.
Uh-huh.
That's what I say. Uh-huh. Yeah. And what is cringe anyway?
Hey, any cringe is good cringe.
What is cringe? Can you explain this to me? Satan.
Cringe is something that you see on their internet that makes you physically react in an embarrassed for them way.
Okay, good. That means I'm having the desired effect.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
Tucker Carlson and Fox News and Newsmax and all those things, they're a disease. And I'm the cure.
Oh, there's one more review here.
No, this is my reaction. I wrote some notes down last night. This is a little bit of trying. I'll give you that. But I just, damn it, humans. Why are the only people who rush to review the God Pod the people we have deeply offended by mocking their sacred cow false idol? Seriously, Why doesn't love move people to write reviews? Right? Only hate. Hatred for us because we mocked Donald Trump, the most mockable person to ever exist if you have a brain and aren't in a cult, okay? It's like hacky. I get it. It's like, and that's from the past. Are you typing? Don't type, Satan.
I'm right.
Stop it. There's another review that came loud.
In. There's another review that came in.
Please stop typing. Or mute it. I don't know.
Well, I'm right. There's another review that came in.
What? This show sucks. I think it's dumb besides Satan. Written by Satan.
Who would write that?
Holy shit. This is what he's doing. Well, I'm talking. Okay. Well, I'm raging at the stars and the moon. And the cruel face.
Is my typing really that loud?
It is so fucking loud. It is like literally like a sound effect for typing. You're going to hear it. Oh, yeah, we're leaving it in.
I'll listen back.
These kids. Anyway, so please write us a review if you're enjoying the show or if you're not, because we think those are funny too. And we'll read them all. And write us a review and tell us what you think of the show. Cool. All right. That was very stressful for me personally. And I think I'm going to need to hit this joint real quick before we move on, just so I can try and calm down. Do you want to partake with me, Satan, just like we did in the old days?
I took some PCP this morning, so I'm already buzzing a little bit. But
Right-wing Satan only does angel dust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the right-wing thing to do. I really couldn't say that. The PCP is really hitting.
Have you ever seen what that shit does to kids, Satan?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think I sent it around the world? PCP.
Evil fuck.
I know.
Satan is so right-wing. Okay. Let's move on to a discussion about more fun things like TV, movies, video games.
All right.
What are you watching these days, Satan?
Mostly watching updates on climate change and climate disaster. That's like really keeping me up days. Yeah. But other than that, the Olympics just started.
Wow. I don't know what's more horrifying. Wow. So Satan's porn is watching the world collapse.
Or watching capitalism desperately try to distract the world from its own collapse with the Olympics.
Right. The Olympics, how insane to hold the Olympics.
Yeah.
This year.
Well, look, I've always been a huge Olympics fan. I love the Olympics. The idea that every best athlete from the world, from each country, comes together and competes. It's like a movie. It's like everything I've ever wanted. It's like superheroes combining, right?
Wow.
But this year felt a little strange.
Yeah.
A little off this year.
Did you know that it's still called the 2020 Olympics?
Really?
Which I think...
I actually didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't change the date. The number, I think, is actually on brand for how messed up it is.
Well, like, I mean, Tokyo in Japan is really feeling it right now, because what are you supposed to do as a country? You've spent so much money building out these Olympic Games, and you have to wait another year.
Yeah,
I don't know. And now, I always feel bad for the athletes too, that are like,
oh,
this
my
is
hopes
their
and dreams.
Chance.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be no one in the stands,
mm-hmm.
right? There's still people
mass
getting
protests.
COVID. There's protests.
Mass protests.
There is.
Toyota, the biggest Olympic sponsor, has pulled out completely.
Really? What, people are protesting because the COVID factor?
The COVID, because there's a huge outbreak in Japan right now, because the vaccination rate in Japan is so low.
This is what people don't understand, all right? Because, like, in the United States, the discussion is like, oh, you know, 48% of people are vaccinated, and what the hell is wrong with these? There's, like, the other 50%, there's people that just aren't getting vaccinated, even though they can at any moment at the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And some of those people are very strident about it. They're like, I'm not doing it because I don't believe in it. Blah, blah, blah. Even on their deathbeds, they're like, no, I would still not get vaccinated. So,
oh, you saw that video too?
Yeah. I just shared it actually on Facebook. And so in the rest of the world, they can't even get a vaccine. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you're going to see that they, those, these other countries, they'll get up to like 80, 90%. You're typing again, aren't you?
How did you know? I was looking
you
up.
Motherfucker. If-
How do you know that? I'm so far away.
I can hear you. This is the problem. Satan never takes a break from work just to chill.
Well, look, I'm looking up the vaccine rate in Japan.
Okay. So these other countries would definitely get to like 80% very quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. They would shock you compared to the United States, which is hovering at 48%. Even though you can get it at any moment, it's peak Americanness, right? America, mm-hmm. that they could, you could just get vaccinated any moment. They're like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. America, that's libtard bullshit telling me to get vaccinated.
That was a really good voice. You became that person for a second.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, brother.
Okay, I'm terrified.
They're drinking the blood of children. Anyway, yeah, Alex Jones is not far off.
That was like Hulk Hogan and Alex Jones. But there was something so innately weak about him, too. So it was like...
Yeah, well, you know, when my hatred really does come out, that's...
Yeah. So what are you watching? What about your video games?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I am not watching the Olympics. I have not been into
that.
Okay,
but
ever since they kicked out Sha'Carri Richardson for smoking a joint, I'm like...
But also Simone Biles, you know?
Also, I find it boring, you know? Like, if they had... Listen, Satan, I think there needs to be, like, broadsword fighting to the death. That would be interesting. Or what if, like, jousting? They brought jousting back. Remember jousting? Just sword fights, more fist fights, open fist, karate.
Well, now they have 3-on-3 basketball as an Olympic sport. Isn't that insane?
That is insane. I just want more, I guess what God wants is more violence. Hey, you know, they're not even letting them bone.
How old testament of you?
They're not even letting, I think there should be a gold medal for boning.
Okay, that would be pretty fun to watch.
That would be, imagine having a gold medal in smanging.
But I would say, like, if it becomes a sport, I think it's gonna, you know, when you watch gymnastics and you know, like the gymnastic dance routine, and it's really no dancing involved, mostly just flips and tricks. I feel like that's what, if it was gonna be, if sex was gonna be a sport, it would switch from no romance or anything like that. It's just like, can you throw your partner and do a flip and they land right back down?
No. I'm going way more technical with this.
Okay.
You have same partner, okay, for scientific reasons. And you gotta measure the number of orgasms that are occurring in the pleasure centers of the brain, and then just whoever gets the highest number wins. Okay, that's for men, I guess, winning their gold medal. For women, wow. Yeah, I think it would become more like the gymnastics.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think it would have to be like, or even, you know, like ice skating is a good example, where it's like partners ice skating. It would be feel the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's hot. So either way, I'm here for it.
Which is crazy because not a lot of those partners are married, which also I would imagine would happen in this faux sex sport is... You'd watch your partner smang it with their partner of 10 years and be like, no, they're just, you know, they're just sex partners. It's
partner
just a sport
of 10 years. Oh, this is, we're eating up so much time just by, it's just so much more natural with the back and flow here that I could easily go for another half an hour. I'm probably going to miss my therapy session. I'll probably just like...
Who is your therapist?
I don't want to tell you their name, but they're an angel, the angel of mental therapy.
Angel of mental therapy. There's got to be... You're about to hear me typing. Because I'm trying to remember the patron saint. Patron saint of mental illness It is Dimphna.
What? There is one? Oh, shit.
Dimphna.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to bring my therapist on the podcast. I'll just say that right now.
That's a good idea.
That's coming up.
I love that.
Okay. I will have my therapist here because there he goes. It's typing.
No, I was switching tabs.
That almost sounded like
how you were. How can you hear it? I'm so far away now.
Because you can't get away from me, Satan. I see all. I know all. I'm the God, okay? You think that you can just, you know, like lie to me and do your little evil things and your lies, and I think I'm not going to find out. I know just by knowing. Okay? I don't even have to hear it. I'll still know.
Am I typing right now?
Yes.
No, that was a trick. I was just moving my hands above the keyboard.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, I will be bringing my therapist on, and stuff like this is why.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ask God. EGJ3 asks, hey, at God. If you're the GM for this universe, do you have podcasts for the other planets? And if so, what is some of the news from those?
Okay, no.
Great question.
I'm GM for this universe is generous. Mm-hmm. If I'm the GM for this universe, I'm not the GM for other universes.
I think you are.
No, my variants of me, versions of me.
Oh, it's all you. It's iterations of the same thing.
Of God, yes. There's many different versions of God. Where have you been?
So it's kind of like a Naruto thing where once you have a bunch of clones and then, you know, you guys are functioning by yourselves. But once one of the clones disappears, you gain all the knowledge of that clone.
Are you saying this is like Highlander?
If that's the thing in Highlander,
there can be only one. And like, if I kill Zeus. I like.
I'm referencing the manga anime Naruto Shippuden.
Of course you are.
Shout out to all my Naruto heads.
And I'm referencing an old movie from the 80s. So
we are different, and we are the same.
It's great. We span generations. We contain multitudes. But so there's different variants of me in the other universes in the multiverse. Let me tell you, they're not all as nice as me.
No. I heard some hot goss coming from Plorbin.
Where? From where now?
Plorbin.
Oh, Plorbin. Right.
Plorbin. Yeah, it's a couple universes away.
Right.
Plorbin, get this. Dishern Vallap, who is a mom in the most liberal sitcom, is secretly hooking up with none other than who is a right-wing conservative newscaster.
What?
Yeah. And their left-wing and right-wing is very different.
Their
left-wing is actually wants to kill most people, and their right-wing just wants to grow plants. So completely different set of politics there. But yeah.
So their left-wing is their Republicans, and their right-wing is their Democrats. Got it.
In a sense, yeah.
What was the name of the right wing podcaster?
The right wing podcaster. It was.
I'm pointing it back. You always do that. throwing it back on you, Satan.
It was a good move.
There you go. God doesn't forget. All right. Our next question is from Boris 11, one of our faithful patrons, and Boris asks, is Satan stalking Billie Eilish, or is there an imposter? Because apparently you appeared in one of her songs.
Yeah. And this is classic. Like, this is classic Billie. This is classic Billie. Of course I'm not stalking her. She's just trying to get under my skin and act like we're closer than we are, you know? Because we used to roll together, you know, for a long time.
Right.
It was really
fun.
You
made her a star.
Yeah, I was the reason she became a star.
Of course.
She was like, can I use your image? And I was like, go ahead. Go for it. But now she had that line about me stalking. I was like, okay, cheeky. Very cheeky of you. I'm not stalking you. I thought we were friends. And now she's been on tour. I've been doing my own thing. And she keeps on dropping these hints of like, this guy is stalking me. And I'm like, I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
3 out of the 5 days of the week. You have time for this?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know anything about Billie Eilish. The song is called NDA.
Yeah. So
is that
Billie
like non-disclosure agreement?
Well, Billie Eilish is a 60-year-old blues musician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here, I got it.
Yeah, that's exactly who Billie Eilish is. If you don't know anything about them, now you do.
Oh, okay. Well, that tracks. That sounds like a blues musician's name.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
Freaking fooled you, dude. She's actually an 18-year-old pop star.
What? Oh, Lord. All right. Let's move on to discuss some of the stuff in the me damn news, because there's a lot of stuff going on at all times. And I mean, we could talk about the damn news for like 24 hours, probably. We could have a 24-hour, we could make this GNN.
GNN.
God News Network.
God News Network.
And we have all this like copyright free, royalty free, you know, hymnal music and classical music that's just dedicated to me and Jesus that we can use too.
That's great.
We already use it for the podcast, but yeah, this is exciting. I could be like the Wolf Blitzer.
I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
Didn't that douche before compare us to CNN? I think I have a way better beard, and I think Wolf Blitzer.
Of all the people to be on CNN, I don't think the one to aim for is Wolf Blitzer. That's all
I don't
I'm
like
say.
Any of them either, is the funny thing. Like, Wolf Blitzer, like, get a feeling, man. Fucking robot. And
all,
like,
I'm saying is, yeah, Wolf, go out and dance one night.
Who else don't I like? Who's that guy? Cuomo? Ugh.
Okay, now you're pandering to the Republicans, man.
No, I really
we
don't
get
like
it. We get
here's
it.
The thing, I hate everybody. Okay, like, MSNBC is supposed to be the liberal news network. Is that a joke? They're so like right wing and centrist. I mean, there's a few people, that's it. You have like 2 shows.
What are those shows?
I don't know because the people that like are the left. Who is the most left in MSNBC? Rachel Maddow and like Bernie Sandwiches?
Bernie Sandwiches.
I mean, what's his name? Chris, you know, the nerdy guy, Harry Potter.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Cuomo? Chris Cuomo.
No. But like, you know, there's nothing, and that's it. That's it. MSNBC, that's all you got. Right wing has Fox News, they got OAN, they got like Newsmax. They've always got another one cropping up.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I'm getting most of my news from MTV News, so
yeah. That's probably, you know, a smart move. It's more fun. Does MTV still play music videos?
No.
Wow.
They have channels that do, which I love.
Okay. All right. Anyway, on to the news here. First in the news, in religion, a pastor shoved his hands into a pile of dog poop during a sermon.
Now that's just genius, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course. Like, why not? That hasn't been done before? No. Are there very good reasons it hasn't been done before? Of course. Is he batshit insane, and has he made himself look like an idiot? Yes. But did he get attention? Yes. Also yes. So, this guy, Dan Burgoyne.
Burgoyne. Burgoyne. I wonder what would you do if you're sitting in church watching this?
Okay, so it's a plate piled high with dog shit on the table next to him, and he dives his hand into it. He was trying to make a point about how I see sin on a person's soul after pointing out that the Bible often compares the concept of sin to things like dirt, filth, and even feces. Oh, wow.
God, you know when you just see something and deep down in your heart, you know it's a fetish thing?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I know
the person's doing it because they have a weird repressed fetish.
Yeah, I know this guy is like a weird moron. I admire the commitment.
He really did stick his fingers in it and squeeze it.
Next time, though, Dan, wipe the dog shit on your face to really drive the point home. You know,
I mean, that's just feeding into the fetish.
You're a disappointment. You're a disappointment, Dan. So that's where we started. That's our floor so far is dog shit. And let's move on.
Great. Preacher Joel Osteen slammed for driving a $325,000 Ferrari after taking millions in bailout loans.
Yeah, one of your finest, Satan.
Honestly, I've been a big fan of this demagogue for a long time. He is evil. He is smarmy. He's really gunning for my job. And this is where the politics come into play. He is so evil. I don't even know if I can keep up with him.
Yeah. He's gunning for your job, Satan. I think we should make a bet on Joel Osteen. What do you think?
Okay, 100%. He seems like just as worthy as Job.
Yeah, if not way more so. Yes. Why don't I ruin his life and make him, you know, bankrupt and just all the horrible things that Job suffered.
And this, I guess, is the bet is, I don't think you can. I really don't think you can. Try your hardest, please.
Yeah. I mean, he's got way more money than Job. He's got high-powered lawyers. He's got a Ferrari. So, you know, it's hard to catch. He's probably got a jetpack, you know, maybe a battalion of mercenaries protecting him. So,
but to his credit, I've never seen a video of him smashing his fingers into dog shit. So
he's clever. He's like the Joker of televangelists. Just look at him. Just look at his face smiling and just, you know, put some makeup on him. He's the Joker. So, what do you say? $1?
Let's make it $45 million. Prove to me that you can destroy his life. I think we all want it to happen.
I don't know if I don't have 45 million, Satan. You have 45 million?
I don't have 45 million. I was hoping you had 45 million. And I just knew you wouldn't win.
I don't get anything from the church. Okay? I'm scrounging
what
for
dollars
here. What
do you think? I'm getting money in hell? No.
Okay. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/thegodpod. Now, okay. Well, $10. I can go up to 10.
Okay, $10 it is.
For inflation.
I do see, between $1 and $45 million, $10 does seem like the middle of those things.
All right. Watch out, Joel.
You've got, let's say, a month to destroy his life.
Otherwise,
you have to publicly Venmo me $10.
A month?
1 month.
Holy shit. I don't know. That's asking a lot.
Okay, 2 months.
All right.
2 months or $10. And God Potters, you hold him accountable. I will forget about this. I will 100%
You'll forget about this, but he'll never forget about Bango Bango.
Never forget
I may
about
need their,
Bango Bango.
I may need their legal services to get this done. All right. Let's talk about your old flame, Satan. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. So this week, she was asked if she was vaccinated by a reporter. She said that, you know, you're violating my HIPAA rights. When she wasn't laughing about all the people that died, she was like, well, your first question is a violation of my HIPAA rights. And fact checked on that, it's not. And in fact, restaurants, they can start asking people if they're vaccinated.
They can?
Employers can. Anyone can.
Employers.
Anyone can ask. And so to ask is not a violation. You know, to steal it would be. Anyway, things are going to get much harder for these unvaccinated people, it seems like.
I really hope it does. I mean, once Fauci yelled at Senator Paul Rand, right?
Rand Paul. He would be so sad if he knew that you didn't even know his name, Satan.
That's right. He rose and he fell. But I think we're seeing a lot of people just done with it. Just absolutely.
Yeah, it's very fun or interesting. Well, it's not fun. it's interesting to see how it keeps changing and how.
Well, yeah, because I think
we were all done.
We got a taste of freedom once the vaccines came out and things started reopening. And now that things have to start shutting down, not because of anybody's fault, but the unvaccinated, the only reason why things have to shut down again, or because there's such a large population of unvaccinated people, is stuff that will make an entire populace upset. You know?
I thought they had lost all backbone, but apparently not. The French prime minister, or president, whatever they call it there, dictator, I don't know. Macron,
he's a president.
He came out and said, like, because restaurants are, you're not allowed to go to the restaurant, you're not allowed to do a lot of stuff there now unless you're vaccinated and can prove it. He said, basically, we wore masks and stayed inside the whole time last year because you, and all this happened because you wouldn't wear masks. Now it's your turn to stay inside. And I got to tell you, my nipples became so hard at that moment. That was fantastic. That's the sort of attitude. It's just like, you know, stupid. So tired of just letting the idiots rule the roost.
But, dare I steal something from the right, but fuck your feelings. Get a vaccination.
Oh, that's so cringe. So this week.
So cringe. That's why you guys got to listen to my podcast. Right now, I'm uplifting Marjorie Taylor Greene and saying, don't get vaccinated. Actually, don't.
Everything I don't like is cringe. People are like, here's something very cringeworthy from the right this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene showed her feet. Did you see this?
In the beach, right?
Yeah, she was on the beach with Butthead here. What's his face? Matt Gaetz, the pedophile. And her feet are shown, and holy shit. Like, this, what would you rank these feet on WikiFeet? This is like,
I would give these, for me, a solid 10. Okay. This is doing it for me.
For everyone else, this is like a negative 100. Is she missing like a toe on each foot? I can't even tell.
It honestly does actually look weirdly like how feet were designed.
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like if you took someone's pathetic attempt to draw a feet and toes, like, mm-hmm. in a cartoon. That's what it looks like.
It is, like, yes, crazy. It's absolutely like crazy.
Yeah, deal breaker feet. Okay, so I can't believe you smanged her.
Hey, I'm a weird foot guy. What can I say? That's what I'm into.
Yo, that's right. That's right. That's a 10. That's a 10 out of 10 for you. I forgot. Okay. In other appendage news this week, stupid dicks. Donald Trump got mocked by Tom Brady at the White House. Did you see that? Uh-huh. Basically, he said, made a joke.
This was not on MTV News. Nick News. No. Those are my two. They did not report on this.
So, yeah. Adult Swim. The Buccaneers went to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory, as teams do. And he made a joke. He was like, 40%, you know, you would understand this, Mr. President, but 40% of the people still don't believe that we won. Which, for Trump supporters, was a slap in the face.
Hell yeah.
They took it so fucking hard. Like, it's just a joke. It's not a dick. Don't take it so hard. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, damn, they lost. Breitbart did like 10 stories about the betrayal of Tom Brady.
That's what you love to see. You want to see more celebrities give up on these people. Yeah. This is all I want, is more celebrities giving up on the right. Because soon it'll become so, so far away. It'll be small. It'll be a small little
thing. I wonder if he was ever like, you know, because over the Patriots, they're very right wing. Like the owner, the coach. Okay,
the thing is, do I think Tom Brady voted for Donald Trump? Mm. There is no doubt in my mind that probably he did. But do I think Tom Brady understands that Donald Trump lost and understands that those people that cannot get over it and what happened January 6th also is bad, I do think he understands that. Because that's the
thing. Because his wife is Giselle, and she's woke.
You know, like, I think there are a lot of, like, if you voted for Donald Trump, first off, I just got to say, just on the record, on this podcast, fuck you. But also, I think after they voted and then saw, I think a lot of people understood what was happening and I was against that.
Donald Trump, too evil for right-wing Satan.
Yes, too evil for... Look, I loved him for 4 years, but it was getting old.
Yeah.
It was, we needed some fresh takes.
Yeah.
You know? It was fun. It was fun. But if you follow me on my other podcast, my satanisgod.com@gmail.com podcast, that's the full name of the podcast. Look, we're still pushing that he's the president. We're still pushing.
A new poll came out the other day. 55% of the Republican Party thinks that the January 6th attack on the Capitol was defending the country. 55%.
Okay. What is that sample size?
Okay. So
do they get five people and go?
No, like, well, no. For all of these polls, they get at least 1,000 people. And I can tell you that statistically, that really does track very well.
Damn.
For a group of people. Yeah. But so anyway, take it for what you will. Anything close to that, 50, 40 is insane. It's insane. So they're living in their own world, and yeah, they did not like Tom Brady's betrayal. imagine living in a world where everybody that like lives in reality is betraying you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the big news of the week was the big dick of this week. Big dick, baby. Jeff Bezos went to space in a rocket that looks like a dick.
I can't believe how much this lined up. And I cannot believe he came back. This is such a Satan move, which was, I couldn't even have thought of how good this was. Mm. Him landing and genuinely thanking everybody for paying for it.
Did you see the cowboy hat? Did you see the fucking hat?
The laugh. It was just
what a fucking dipshit that hat.
You can't write. This is going to be in our history books forever. This is a let them eat cake moment.
What even was that hat? What even was that?
I just love it so much.
It's a cowboy hat.
I just love it. It's a cowboy hat in space. He gets to live out his little childhood boy fantasy.
He's a little boy.
And then he lands and they say, do you want to say anything? And he says, I just want to thank everybody for paying for this.
Yes!
Meanwhile, literally, there's like huge protests at Amazon and huge civil unrest about him not being taxed at all. That's what he says.
Can you imagine? It's like he was so high that the truth just tumbled out. The only thing he didn't say was, and thank you to the United States for not making me pay anything in taxes while all of you
exactly.
do. I'm literally the richest person on the planet and you pay more taxes than me. And thank you for sending me to space. What else? Fuck the poors. Fuck so unions. Good. You know, he just let it all hang out. I saw so many good takes on this because it is so just filled to the brim with psychological meaning that he would do this. Like, so it was like, if you get a divorce and your ex has to go to space over it, you won the divorce.
That's good. And honestly, I've been watching all the Dr. Evil mashups.
Yes.
And the way they line up so perfectly is driving me insane. I can't write this. This is so genius.
There is
I love
no coincidence.
And hate every single part of this.
Your energy is aligned. It's not a coincidence. Exactly. Like, but you could say, like, oh, his spaceship, you know, his rocket looked like a penis. And people will be like, okay, yeah, we get it. Rockets look like penises. No. No.
The laugh. The hat.
Stop. Just check it out. Look at the actual picture of his actual spacecraft. It's got a, it's not like previous rockets, okay?
And then type in Jeff Bezos laughing Dr. Evil. And it lines up to... Well, I can't believe it. Mike Myers' career is about to come way back.
Austin
baby.
Powers is coming back. But Yeah, his rocket. Yeah, I said his penis. His rocket had like a mushroom top and a pair of balls. And anyway, I think there's a large amount of penis envy involved with all these billionaires going to outer space.
That's fun.
Like, what that's do you really do fun. When you have $1 billion, but you still can't make a woman orgasm? You go to outer space in a penis. That'll mm-hmm. show them. My favorite thing is, like, whenever, like, I or anyone else makes fun of Elon Musk or any of these people, there's always some dude there instantly who makes, like, 30 to 40K a year who is like, you're just jealous of his money. You're just jealous of his money. There's just, like, always somebody there to jump in front of the bullet and protect their lord and savior, the billionaire.
It's insane that that's like the main complaint. I'm not jealous of his money. I think I'm just laughing that he hasn't shared any of it with anybody legally.
I'm just objectively, I just pointed out, I was like,
I'm astonished every single time.
It's astonishing that one of the richest people on the planet, if not the richest, Elon Musk, mm-hmm. is objectively an idiot. If you read his tweets, okay, this man is not a smart man. Okay, it's just a lot of his ideas are leading to huge problems. You know, cryptocurrency is not, anyway, just the existence of crypto bros is a major side effect of this whole Bitcoin thing that I am not cool with, Satan. Mm. Okay, yes, they're destroying the environment with all the energy they need to run crypto coin. But these dudes that are so into it, and it's all they talk about, blah, 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 polluting the planet. So, yeah, not a fan of billionaires on this podcast. If you are one of these, if you've been hurt by this podcast, you are not entitled to compensation. You don't have to write a nasty review.
But please try to sue. That sounds fun.
No, don't try to do that. Sue Satan.
I think try.
No. But if you liked this podcast, then write us a nice review. Come on. Just go. You can do it.
And if you hated it, please write us a really mean review. Because guess what, motherfuckers? Any press is good press.
Woo! Am I right? Yeah, I'm going to start posting these on Instagram to, like, really get the word out. Because people love that. They love that juicy drama. Exactly. Or you could go to ratethispodcast.com/thegodpod. That's an easy way. ratethispodcast.com/thegodpod. It'll walk you through how to write a review, because we all know that writing a review is super annoying. With that in mind, let's review the episode, Satan. Bless, smite, second coming.
Great. Okay. Well, I want to bless the Olympics, because I want them to work out. I really do, but I don't think they're going to. So like a little bit of good luck charm right there. I'm going to smite, I guess, Ben Shapiro. Why not Ben Shapiro?
Oh yeah, sure. Exactly. If you can't think of one, you can always throw one to one of your demons. Yeah.
Things I want more of. Let's get more, intimate time.
Yeah.
With each other.
Yeah.
Huh?
One-on-ones with God.
That's so nice.
One-on-one with God is good. God's not that good in an orgy. One-on-one, though, it's a good smang.
Let's just say God might be competing in the two-person sex Olympics, but not the group one.
It's just group projects. Oh, they're the worst. That's one of your things, Satan. So today I want to bless Satan for joining me, and I want to bless the pastor who shoved his hand into a pile of dog poop. Keep doing it, Dan. Next time, wipe it on your face. I want to bless this bet that we have on me mm-hmm. ruining Joel Osteen's life within 2 months for $10. Bless my efforts on that. I will bless myself. A second coming, things I want more of. I want more athletes making fun of Trump. That'd be great. More going to... No. I don't want more going into outer space like a penis. Or do I? I don't know. It's just... It's almost worth it for the jokes. I made a commandment against it the other day, but... Damn, these jokes are... At least they're wearing their heart on their penis on their sleeve, you know? So, yeah, I want to smite Marjorie Taylor Greene's feet. I want to smite the anti-vaxxers. I want to smite Billie Eilish for doing Satan like that.
And, thank you.
Yeah, just going down the list and smiting everyone. Second coming, more reviews for the God Pod. I enjoy reading the reviews, so we need more of them. What else? Second coming, more bets, Satan. Even if I lose this one, I want to keep doing bets.
That sounds great.
One of these days, I might win one, and more one-on-ones. All right, but now it's time for my smite. My final smite today. And I'm calling this segment The God's Honest Truth. Are you ready for this, Satan? Buckle up.
Hit it.
Billionaires have penis envy issues, okay? That's why they do this stuff. That's why they became billionaires in the first place, okay? Penis envy. That's it. It's very simple. Penis makes the world go round. Climate collapse and income inequality. War, famine, drought, pestilence. The four horsemen of the apocalypse unleashed. The whole planet is going to be destroyed. All because a few insecure billionaire nerds can't get over having sad penis syndrome. They're never going to stop fucking up the planet. You're all going to have to work together to stop them. And that's the God's honest truth. The Lord has spoken.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.